From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. The release by the internet site WikiLeaks of more than 90,000 classified intelligence reports on Afghanistan brought a mixed response on Capitol Hill today. As NPR's David Wellner reports, very little of that reaction came from Republicans.
Arizona Senator John McCain was one of the few Republicans to comment on the leaked documents. He called their release deeply troubling and a serious breach of national security. Among Democrats, House Armed Services Chairman Ike Skelton sounded a similar note, saying the disclosure could put both national security and the lives of service members in combat at serious risk. But Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa said people needed to know the kinds of things that were leaked about the war. The House this week is expected to vote on a war funding bill for Afghanistan that's now months overdue. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama is warning unless lawmakers okay a bill imposing tougher reporting requirements, special interests could carry undue weight in future political campaigns. NPR's Scott Horsley explains.
President Obama urged the Senate to pass a bill that would require companies, labor unions, and others running independent campaign ads to say where their money is coming from. The bill was crafted after the Supreme Court threw out earlier laws that limited campaigning by those independent groups.
They can buy millions of dollars worth of TV ads. And worst of all, they don't even have to reveal who's actually paying for the ads.
Senate Republicans are wary of any measure that might give labor unions a campaign advantage over corporations. The bill's been tweaked to address those concerns, but it's not clear the measure can garner the handful of Republican votes it needs to pass. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
BP is preparing its broken well in the Gulf of Mexico to be permanently shut down. Technicians are on course to plug the top of the well a week from today and the bottom of the well 5 days later. The top U.S. response official, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, is cautiously optimistic.
If it stands right now and the cap stays in place and we're able to kill the well, then we've seen the amount of oil that's going to be discharged. Again, we're not going to declare any victory on this until that well is killed.
Meanwhile, BP's board meets this evening in London. There are signs they may ask CEO Tony Hayward to step down. Federal prosecutors say the former CEO of the nation's leading supplier of body armor to the U.S. military spent the company's money on luxuries, including six-figure parties, a diamond-encrusted belt buckle, and his horse racing habit. David H. Brooks, the founder of DHB Industries and former CEO Sandra Hatfield, are accused of fraud and insider trading. Prosecutors say they falsely inflated the value of a product called the Interceptor Vest to help meet profit margin projections. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. This year's Revolution Day in Cuba is leaving some people confused. It's the first time in memory in which a Castro did not give a speech, neither President Raul Castro nor his brother Fidel. July 26th is when Cubans mark the beginning of the revolution in 1953, led by the Castros, against President Fulgencio Batista. Many Cubans are anxious to hear from their leadership as the country deals with a tough economic downturn. It's been 20 years since people with disabilities gained significant new legal rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act. President Obama held a commemoration at the White House, and there are celebrations around the country. NPR's Paul Brown has this look at improvements over the years in access and opportunities as people call for further progress.
Here's how it was before the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Restaurants, we went through the kitchen most of the time. We'd have to call ahead. We had no idea if we could even get in or get around. Usually the restrooms weren't accessible.
That's Peggy Griffin, a civil rights officer with the Federal Transit Administration. She's legally blind, and her late husband was disabled after being wounded in Vietnam. It's more like this now.
When I want to go to a restaurant, the chances are very good I'll be able to get into it. I'll be able to use the restroom, and I'll be welcomed as a customer.
That is rights activist Mary Lou Breslin. Both say there's much more to do, including providing better access to health care and helping disabled people find better and better-paying employment. But right now, a moment of celebration. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Vice President Joe Biden is on a two-day promotion of recovery projects at national parks. He says more than 800 park projects have created jobs with the funding. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.